Teaching kids to think. Raising confident, independent, and thoughtful children in an age of instant gratification. Authors, Darlene Sweetland, PhD, and Ron Stolberg, PhD. Do you take the bait? A parent trap is a situation in which parents are drawn to solve problems for their children or rescue them in a way that ultimately stifles growth opportunities. In fact, some parents work harder than their children to solve their children's dilemmas or problems. Of course, you want to assist your child in any way you can. The difference is in whether you are giving your child advantages or assisting them in developing the skills that will put them at an advantage. The rescue trap. Parents hate to see their children struggle. As a result, parents often feel compelled to save their children from a negative experience by fixing their problems for them. The consequence of this parental behavior is children's learned expectation that things will be done for them. This denies children the opportunity to solve problems themselves. Academics. Academics are one area where the rescue trap can catch people. Parents get caught up in the hysteria that every grade and every assignment will impact their child's chances of getting into a choice college. This fear leads parents to attempt to rescue their children, which results in the parents avoiding very important teaching opportunities. Social situations. Parents attempt social rescues, including buying children the top brand name clothes or electronic gadget, so they will be accepted by their friends. When parents simply purchase things for their children because their child says all the other kids have them, parents are rescuing their children from a chance to figure out how to deal with a social dilemma, in this case, feeling left out among their peers. Instead, parents should give their children the opportunity to rescue themselves and become their own problem solvers. The hurried trap. Parents want to do everything in their power for their children, and that translates into feeling pushed to meet their needs quickly. In doing so, they enable a pattern of instant gratification. Walter Mischel, a psychologist who is well known for his research on delayed gratification in children, is most noteworthy for the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment. In the study, he offered children a choice of eating one marshmallow that was placed in front of them immediately, or two if they were able to wait, approximately 15 minutes. He then compared the children who were able to wait to eat the marshmallow, a unique measure of delayed gratification. He followed up with these children 18 and 20 years later, and found out that the children who were able to delay gratification ultimately did better and earned higher SAT scores. The pressure trap. They also worry about their children, and more confident if they feel they are ahead of the competition. This makes parents vulnerable to pushing them too fast. The giving trap. Parents don't want their children to feel left out. The result is that parents fall into the trap of giving material items to their kids that they didn't have to work for. The guilt trap. Parents don't want to be the reason for their child's unhappiness. When parents believe they are the reason their child is upset, they are likely to feel guilty and fall into the trap of giving in without their children doing their part. The skill rescue. The skill rescue can begin at a very young age, and happens when parents jump in to do a task for their children, rather than allowing them to struggle through it until they learn how. The social rescue. Parents remember the ups and downs of their own friendships when they were children. They also remember how much it hurt when they did not feel socially accepted. Therefore, it is very easy for them to empathize with their children, as they experience the same trials and tribulations of confusing social dynamics and want to protect them. The academic rescue. The academic rescue occurs when parents work harder than their children for good grades. It starts in the elementary school. In elementary school, with micromanaging their children's projects and assignments, and continues all the way to high school, where some parents actually do their child's work for him or her. One reason for this is because some adults simply place more value on grades than many children do. Parents see grades as the key to better teachers, higher self-esteem, honors classes in high school, and ultimately, acceptance at a great college, fixing mistakes, making decisions, and building confidence. The first step to building confidence in children is allowing them to make mistakes. If you ask most parents or educators, they will tell you, of course it's okay for people to make mistakes. Children remember when the actions of adults are consistent with their words. Children need to see that adults make mistakes, and it's okay when they do so. They then get the gift of watching and learning from those adults. Otherwise, a child thinks that he or she has to do everything right, or he or she is doomed to failure. How overscheduling prevents skill development. There are two consequences to overscheduling phenomenon. First, children and teens regularly communicate that they are stressed out and need time off. They very often say that there are too many activities in their schedule, and they have no time to just veg out. They say that whenever they are trying to relax, parents ask them about whether they should be doing their homework, or practicing music, or a sport instead. The second consequence of being overscheduled is that many kids and teens do not learn how to fill time on their own, so they expect their parents to continuously structure their schedule. don't associate grades with intelligence. Children regularly say that smart kids are the ones who don't have to study, and that school is easy for them. Not only is this a detrimental message to convey to children, but it plays right into the instant gratification generation. If a student has to study a lot to earn an A on a test, he is not described as one of the smart kids. Getting the good grade is praised, rather than working hard for the grade. Getting lost teaches valuable skills. Reading a map, writing down directions, and estimating how much time it takes to get somewhere is quickly becoming a thing of the past. Our phones are so powerful that our children may never experience the discomfort of being lost. All you have to say, or tap, go home, and your location shows up on a map and the application asks you if you are walking, driving, or riding a bicycle. Just for fun, it will tell you every restaurant, market, retail store, or gas station along your route, how long it will take, and ask you if you would prefer a fast or scenic route home. Now think about the skills that are practices when teens get lost, without the benefits of a smartphone. They need to review their plan or route, retrace their steps, find out where they went wrong, and figure out what to do to get on the right track. That means looking around and deciding if it's safe to ask someone walking by, or go to a gas station or store to get directions. They also have to figure out what to do about the time that was lost. Video games. While video games enable children to feel a temporary reprieve, it can be the start of a vicious cycle, where alienation from the social demands of being with peers is relieved, isolating oneself through gameplay. That sense of escapism can be very rewarding, and perpetuate the cycle of it happening again and again. Why should children play sports? Play comes naturally to the vast majority of children. On the other hand, playing well with others sometimes takes a little more practice. Early offers a great opportunity for children to practice this skill by having them play an organized activity. While athletics has much more to offer to children in the way of teaching diligence, hard work, and perseverance, it can only do that if parents support those lessons. If a parent criticizes a coach, complains about a child's playing time, or awards the child with trophies when he or she doesn't play during the season, it undermines what the coaches try to teach their team. Managing money. We believe in the idea of earning things over getting things. Even young children can be taught that they need to help with tasks to earn things they want. It is sometimes helpful to think of these things, such as toys, video games, clothes, or smartphones, as goals. Based on the age of your child, you can help him or her develop a way to meet his or her goals, or you can ask him or her to present you with a plan to meet his or her goal. Kids can earn money by helping around the house, saving money, doing extra work at home, improving the effort at school, or even by showing progress in an aspect of their life that they are working on. The bottom line is that most things hold more meaning when they are earned than when they are given. Maybe the best gift you can give them is the knowledge that they can make a plan to get the special things they want all by themselves.